typical that the minute we set off, flipping cars are everywhere. Well, hello everybody. Welcome back to the show. And bit of a wet and windy one today. I'm sure you can hear the wind despite my lovely wind muffler. And this is an unexpected outing because 20 minutes ago I was still at home preparing to go and do something else. And this is probably a big mistake because, like I say, it's drizzling like mad. Dante, come on. Doofus dog. And I didn't bring my coat because I'm an idiot, but we'll see. We'll see how far we get on this potentially long, damp walk. This is, this episode I actually tried to do a few weeks ago, but couldn't because my microphone stopped working, except I found out that it probably wasn't the microphone. I've probably just thrown away a perfectly good microphone. It was probably the little recording device that I use. But never mind, because this new microphone I got, helpfully, came with a little connector so I can use my phone, which is good. And basically, hang on, let me do this. It might just make recording and organising these things a bit better, because potentially what I could do is just upload the sound file straight to the Anchor app, but probably not. I'll probably still have to faff about, put them on the computer. I don't know how it's quite going to work, but it'll work somehow. I'm not very happy with the weather being the way it is. It really wasn't supposed to be this drizzly and wet, but what we've got is a mid-February sea breeze coming in, and it's bringing some inclement weather from the coast. So it's all damp. But it's okay, I'm fairly well protected from the wind. It's just the drizzle I don't like. The light is fantastic. It's about 10 o'clock. And directly above me is just blue sky. It's just all around the edges that is misty and drizzly. And unfortunately, where I'm headed is right into that drizzle. I'm wearing a good jacket, but it's a fleece-lined woolen thing, so the water's just going to stick to it. If it starts raining, though, I am going to have to turn back. But I don't anticipate it raining. I'm going to have to tighten my hat, though, otherwise that's going to blow off. Yeah, so it's a bit of a disappointment in terms of weather. But hopefully the location I'm going to is going to be fun. Like I say, 20 minutes ago, I was at home with no intention of coming out, but I just went on maps and I saw bridge, and just like a waterfall, I'm a sucker for a good bridge. I think it's only a wooden bridge, but I think there's some ruins near it, and the light's good, and I can't see anything because my glasses are all covered up. But I'm gonna go and see, even if I don't really do very much, and hopefully this weather will just blow away. Now, I did record something, like I say, a few weeks ago, but that recording didn't really work because I didn't have my microphone. So I didn't have my hands-free setup. I was literally holding my phone up to my face and it just didn't work. Which is a shame because the shoot I went on was just over the valley there and was quite interesting. It was snowy. And I got some okay compositions, I think. And the reason I went out and the reason I'm kind of out today is because I bought a new camera. And I've not really had a chance to use it yet. And I've picked the worst day to try and use it. You see, if you remember at the end of the Lado Rocks episode, which is probably the last one, I ran out of film and I put a roll of Delta 100 in the M10. And I thought, that's great. That'll be great. Except it didn't catch. You know, it didn't grab onto the winding spool. So I did shoot a whole roll on it and nothing happened. Like I said, I'd bought a new camera and I wanted to try out the roll and the camera, so I put them together and headed out. And it was very, very windy, very cold that day. And like I say, snow. It was not a bad shoot. I found some nice things, a nice tree. And yeah, it was okay, but obviously I don't know what the pictures look like because I've not developed it yet. Because that roll of film is only half done. And I'm going to try and finish off the other half today. And the camera I got in the end, after all that talk of OM2s and OM1s and things, I settled on a Pentax. Yeah. And the reason I settled on a Pentax is because I've got a bunch of K-mount lenses which I cannot otherwise use. So I bought a camera that fits K-mount and has a bunch of other features that I quite liked. And it is the Pentax P30T, which is the step-up model from the P30. And the P30 is good. It's manual or auto exposure. It's fairly simple. It's got a built-in meter, which works. I've tested it against my spot meter. You can, on the P30, you can have shutter priority. But on the P30T, you can have my much preferred aperture priority. And yeah, it's just a fairly chunky, robust camera, which is good for the kind of things I like to do. Like this. Madness that I'm involved in. Oh, there we go. That's the worst little bit of hill over and done with. So I got the P30T and I've got it with a 28-105 Tokina zoom lens, which my dad got for me from the Lake District. He got it with a Casina CS1, but it doesn't work, so I just use the lens. And I like that because it's got most of the zoom range of the other one, but it's not got the super telephoto, so I can't go super far, but I think it's a good all-round lens. It goes to f4, I think. Can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, I did find the P30T a real pleasure to shoot with. The cable release is in a funny place, and the winding action is very smooth. You know, the shutter release is easy to press, and everything was just really good, really well-constructed camera. And of course, I've got a bunch of lenses I can use, but I've only brought the one today. Just the same one that, like I say, that 28-105. And I found that was quite good. It gave me suitable reach and distance and all those kind of things. Very pleasurable experience shooting with that camera. So I brought it again today, and I've got half a roll of Delta 100 to play with, and it's probably good that today's the day I've got the 100 because it's bright. The sun is out and it is slowly cooking me. Now there's some ruined walls here. I don't know if there's anything I can do with them. There's a tree I could probably put in the mid-ground. If I can get up to the position, yeah, I could probably do something here. Dante's going, oh no. We went to the beach the other day. We had a family day out. And I was going to record an episode, but I thought there's no point. I'd just be talking and not enjoying. But we went to Saltburn, up near Middlesbrough. And I took a Holger with some HP5 and I shot it on 6.45 instead of 6.6 for a change, just to see what it would be like. And again, that was another nice experience. Right, let's see what this looks like. Let's put it on landscape and orientation. Other good thing about this camera is the viewfinder is really nice and wide. Good. I'm going to zoom into 70. No, that's too much. I'm going to zoom into 50. That's good. I've got a wall leading line. I've got a bit of a ruin. I've got a tree that I can put slightly off center. It's a bit heavy on that side of the image though. I wonder if I move over. But I'm not going to. Alright, let's turn it on. Let's see what the old meter says. 250th. What am I on? Well, let's put it on F16. 30th of a second. Let's put it on F11. Still 30th of a second. F8. Focus on infinity. There we go. Very nice. Very nice. I wonder what the full zoom is like. Hey, full zoom's not bad. You see, I like this setup. I'm still not 1000% sold on the actual images yet, but I like the maneuverability of these cameras. And this Pentax with this lens is going to be a good all-round shooter, I think. It's got something about it that easy to carry around. It's not a lightweight camera, it weighs a ton, but because of its metering system, it's fairly easy to just pick up and use. Yeah, so that's the camera. I brought the strange finder as well because I've been neglecting the poor thing. I haven't even used it this year. Well, no, I have actually. Or was it last year? I can't remember. And where I'm going, there's supposed to be water. I mean, there is water. There's water everywhere here. But I'm hoping that I can use the water and the bridge, and maybe some of the ruins, to make some good pinhole images. So that's today. The drizzle's eased up a little bit, but I am slowly getting soaked. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to walk around, see if I can find my way down to this bridge, which shouldn't be too far away. I mean, this location I'm at is where I was for when I tested the FP4. This is where I usually come for my growls episodes. And the bridge is right at the end, down a little lane, exactly where all that rain is. And if there is no bridge, if nothing comes of it, I can always nip down to the reservoir and or cut across over to the hills and do some stuff over there. Anyway, I'm going to stop recording now and come back to you when I'm doing something. Right, I'm coming down from the path down to the bridge. And apparently, according to the sign, this used to be a big stone bridge, but it's since gone. So it's a lovely stone structures. Are the ruins apparently at the side of the thing. Update on the weather. The rain hasn't got worse, but I have, as I've been walking, moved into the rain zone. So I'm now more under the cloud than I was. So the light is not as good as it was. I hoped that being down in the valley here would offer me a bit of protection from some of the worser bits of the weather, but it hasn't. So I'm going to have to just suffer for my photography a little bit more. I did take a couple of pictures on the way up, just of some of the old farm buildings that sit along the edge of the path. Not that I haven't photographed before, but from slightly different angles, you know. And yeah, it's been a fairly miserable walk. And the stream looks quite good. This is Marsden Clough. There's a couple of really small little waterfalls on it, so maybe I'll hop up the water a little bit and take a look at those, but I can see the ruins of the old bridge. Looked like a really humongous structure. Apparently it was for, you could put pack horses on it to carry all the things to and fro, you know. Yeah, it's a marvellous little place. The actual bridge that's here is rather pathetic. Little wooden thing. But you can imagine the size of the old one would have been monstrous based on those ruins. Yeah. I didn't even know this was here. I've been walking this path years, and it was just by chance that I looked on Google and saw the bridge. Right, there's a wall there, and I feel like if I go down to that wall, I'll be able to get a good vantage point for this view looking down on the bridge, but I don't want to slip. I've just nearly decked it onto the hillside there in full view of all the sheep. And I don't want to do that again. That was very embarrassing. I could hear them all laughing at me. But yeah, there's quite a bit down here. There's lots of, potentially lots of water to look at. I'm on frame 24 of this roll. And with any luck, I'll finish it. But I'm not holding out hope. I really must fix this tripod. It's still not right. I don't even know what's wrong with it. I think one of the feet are jammed. You know, the little plastic clips that hold it all in place in there. I think one of those is jammed. So, I'm going to just take a couple from up here. It's a bit precarious, but it's not the worst situation I've been in. Dante's looking thoroughly bored already. So, that's quite nice actually, just that wide shot of everything. I like it. I'm just going to focus to infinity. It's on F11 already. That's giving me a 15 second. Dante, come here, mister. I'm just going to pop it to F8 because that's a 30th of a second, that's better. I'm just going to do another just because I'm on frame 28. Right, Pooch, let's just go down and see what it looks like. Actually, I might do one. Just zoomed in a little bit. Yeah, that's quite nice actually, 70 mil. And go at 5.6. That's now an eighth of a second. I'm gonna get the cable release out. I need to buy another cable release. And fortunately, this show's patron, Mr. Richard Hall, has generously donated once again, so I might just buy a new cable release. There we go. 1/8 of a second Bosch. Yeah, I do like this camera. It's very, I want to use the word efficient. I know it's not the right word, but I want to use it. It feels very efficient. Whereas the OM10, as delightful as it is, does feel very 70s. You know, it's got that big mirror slap. Everything's just a bit more rickety. This one is good. I like this one. Not that I don't like the OM10, you know. But there's something about this. It's quite nice. Even though it weighs a ton, blinking heck, I can feel the difference in my backpack. Right, I don't want to fall. It's quite slippery. Oh, there is a bit of a waterfall up there. Not much of one, but definitely strange finder worthy. Wow, this is actually quite a cool place. There's a fork in the water, and I can walk along the river a little bit and just see what's up there. Aye. Lots of opportunity. It's just a shame that the lights decided to disappear. But that can't be helped. So let's see, what can I do? Is there anything I can do with the bridge like that? The problem is I'm getting so covered in water, I can't see a damn thing out of these glasses. And the lens of the camera and the viewfinder is just getting fogged up all the time. So, here's some light. The ruins on the other side are massive. It's like a big square sort of tower. What's up, Dante? Are you not having fun? The bridge has a nice angle in it here, and the sun's actually trying to come out, so I'm just going to try and do and keep the lens dry at all times. And the viewfinder dry, although it is a little bit more protected down here. And the good thing is I've got this place all to myself. Right. I'm going to do F8, and it's telling me 1/30 of a second, so I'm going to have to use the cable release again. What's up, Dante? Nice bridge to play on. Cable release doesn't want to go in because of the bracket, the tripod bracket. There we go. Ooh, yeah, the cable release for this is on the side of the lens mount, not the shutter button like it is on other cameras. Let's just check that again. I'm quite happy using the auto of this camera. I'm just going to put it up to F16 actually. I kind of like the thought of getting that water a bit more blurry. There we go. I think there's a shot down here. There's a little bit of water. Ooh. And I'm just going to keep it in portrait orientation. Oh gosh. I'm going to might try this at, shall I try this at 35 millimeters? There's an apple is an apple in the water. No, I'm gonna have to keep it at 28. Yeah, quarter of a second again. I like it. I'm gonna make sure I'm focused. There's nowhere to stand. Just gonna focus on the water and then zoom back out and then recompose. Shame about that apple. Frame 33. I'm gonna try and go a bit further down because there's lots of small things of water which with the bridge in the background would look quite good. I'm just aware that I've left my bag over there, but there's nobody here and I won't be very long. The only problem is there is nowhere to stand. Oh yes, I'm really glad I bought the pinhole camera. Right, get this tripod up. I'm aware that once again, I'm rushing my compositions and not taking a lot of time, but the reason for that is because I'm wet and I want to go home. Why did I decide to do it? I tell you what, I'm glad I decided to do this. This is another one of those situations where I almost didn't come. And if I hadn't, I'd have missed all this. And yeah, the light's not very good. And yeah, it's a bit meh. But overall, it's been a cracking outing. Maybe not a very good walk, but certainly a good location. If I can keep the water off the lens. Right, so this one I've got kind of a bit of a, not a waterfall, but the main bit of the river in the shot, and I'm going to, still at a quarter of a second, I'm going to bump it up to F22 and get half a second so I can really get that water nice and slow. And I'm going to shoot this one as a double because I really like it. I might even go in a bit to 35mm. Oh no, I am at 35mm. Let's see what, if that changes things a bit. Yeah, it does a little bit. Okay. Love it. And then actually, the sun's coming out. I'm trying to. Now the light's on it, I'm going to do that again because I've got the frames. And then I'm going to look down because behind me the valley is quite good actually. And yeah, that's nice. Out of focus, but it's nice. Okay, here we go again. Ah, right, I'm going to cross the bridge and do something with the ruins on the other side because I've got two frames left and I want to get one. The last one is going to be of Dante. Because he's so cute in his new blue collar, green collar. He's not allowed to wear a blue collar because he's not a working dog. Doesn't know what work is. Dante! And then it's Strange Finder time. And I don't think I've ever been so excited. Right, what can I do over here? This would be good if the sky was a bit more interesting. On a blue sky day with some clouds, maybe an orange filter, that would be quality. If I stand up here, yeah, you see there's not really a composition. The best composition is looking up at it, but the sky is just not interesting. So there's no point. If I had a coloured filter, it might be more interesting. From over here, still not very interesting. What about from down at the waterside? Whoa. That's better. Definitely better. Still not awesome though. I wonder what it's like from the bridge. See, the sky the other way is a bit more interesting. From the bridge, it's not very interesting either. The only real place that ruin looks good is from above, although this might be quite good if I can get this lined up right. No, it's rubbish. Well, I'll take one of Dante and then maybe I'll come back to it. Come here. Come on. Come for your portrait. Come on. Go over there a little bit. Right, sit. Sit. Good boy. Hold on a second. Let me just get this down to size. Got to crouch because you're only small. I'll just take two of Dante, I think. Right, this is going to be F4. No, go back. Come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. Right. Sit. Come here. Sit. That's it. You just stay there, mister. Don't yawn at me. You haven't done anything. What have you got to yawn at? Been asleep for 3 days. Now you've moved, aren't you, in the middle? Shuffle over a little bit. Right. Sit. There we go. Stay. 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 Perfect. Don't move. Stay. You silly old dog. Good boy. Right, I think that's done, although it's still continuing to wind, which doesn't bode well. And that's going back in the bag. Right, Dante, strange finder's time. Oh, yes. Ah, crikey. Don't need the cable release anymore. Hello, strange finder. Nice to see you again. After a while, please tell me I loaded you up with some FP4. I did. I knew I had. See, I loaded this up a while ago and then never brought it out. Which was just very bad of me. Right, I've got the tripod thing on, but I've got it on portrait orientation, so I'm just going to take all these at portrait orientation just for ease. And now I'm just going to stop the recording and start it again. Hi everyone, just a quick message here just to thank you for listening to the show, and that every single listen and every single listener is massively appreciated. It really does warm my heart to know that so many people enjoy the show and enjoy hearing about mine and Dante's adventures in the world of photography. If you would like to support the show and contribute to buying film, buying chemicals, organising trips and equipment, then you can. The coffee page has got some more stuff going up on it, and I'm going to be a little bit more active on there going forward. If you feel able to, buying me a coffee would go a long way to helping make the show possible. If you have any comments, questions or suggestions, you can get in touch by emailing tellsfromthemagicbox@outlook.com. And of course, all the images from the show are available to see on Instagram. Tales from the Magic Box podcast is the thing to search for. And if you really want to get in touch, Twitter is a great way to do it. You can message me or just join on one of my random chats that I put up there at TFTMB. I always enjoy hearing from people, and it's great to know that the community is out there. As it stands right now, my zine is still for sale and I'm running a special offer at the minute. You can buy zine, Strange Finder in Oxford, which is images from my trip to Oxford last year, and with the last 9 zines available, there's only 9 left, you can opt in to get a limited edition colour print from Scotland. There's 2 prints available, there's the red foam box and the rusty roof, so message me if you're interested in those. Details are on social media. Alright, let's get back to the adventure. Right, this is the third little section on this, and from what I've seen, there are at least 3 or 4 little waterfalls that I'm going to try and photograph with this strange finder camera. I've got the light meter, which has had new batteries, and I'm just going to do my trick of metering from Dante, because he is dark and he kind of represents the darkest thing in the scene. Sit. So I'm just going to choose a nice dark bit of him. 9, interesting. Interesting, looks like it's going to be about 15 seconds. Let's choose something bright. 12, yeah, that lines up. That lines up perfectly, Dante dog. You're a very good grey card because you're a little grey snoot. Right, so I'm going to go up and work my way down. There's 2. Although I feel like I want to explore that little waterfall a little bit, or the stream. So I might just have a little walk up there and see what's up there. Besides, the light is starting to come a little bit. Not that it'll affect these pictures too much, but it just makes the whole experience a bit more pleasant. I'm going to have a little walk up here. I'm just heading along. There's basically two forks of the stream, and I'm just going to follow one just a little bit, just to see what it's like. Dante's like, come on, can we go home now? I'm so fed up of doing this. There's waterfall number 1, and waterfall, blinking heck, there's loads of them. You see, this place is so old and ancient. The only things that walk here now are the sheep. And because of that, the way up is limited. And in fact, in my current, but there's a waterfall and a half. In my current state of being, I've kind of reached the end of where I can get to really, but I've just noticed a hell of a waterfall further up, so I'm going to attempt. This is a bad idea, very bad idea. Dr. Grant says it's a bad idea, but I'm going to attempt to cross. Because this little waterfall up here is pretty good. Come on! You okay? Yeah, this is definitely a water shoes kind of location. Shame I can't really get too close. Oh, well, I've got my boots on, there's no reason I can't. No. This is excellent reconnaissance. And when it's a bit warmer and less rainy, I can come back and do all this again, because there's... I think I might just do that, you know, I might just leave this one. Yeah, I'm gonna leave this one. I know it's here. The weather's improving a lot. So I can come back. I know exactly where it is now. And I know that there's plenty of opportunity here for pinhole stuff. Now, where did I cross? It wasn't here. But this place. No. I crossed further back. Oh, crikey. Here we go. Yeah, there's a couple of smaller waterfalls up there that are quite good, but I'll come back. I'll come back and do them. These kind of trips are good because they let me know where things are. And then when I'm stuck for an idea, I know where to come. Even though I think in all the time I've been doing this podcast, I've been back to a grand total of one location. That I keep saying I'll go back to. Because I'm an explorer, I like trying out new things. Right, this one, I can definitely get to. Dante, where have you gone? Dante, come here. Silly dog, he's running off. He wants to go. He thinks we're done. Woo-hoo-hoo. Right. This one would be better landscape, but I'm not changing the orientation of the camera. Oh, rats. Right, so, what was it, 15 seconds? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Woohoo! Oh. I'll just wind on. I really need to sort these winders out. It's Oh, don't tell me how. Oh, winding the wrong way. You see, I haven't used this camera in so long, I've forgotten which way it winds. Silly me. Right, now I'm going to jump across to the other kind of fork. Although there's a nice one here. I'm just aware that I've only got so many shots. Because I didn't bring another roll of medium format. And even if I did, the camera unfortunately has a tendency to fat roll. So, it's probably not that good for... Not a good idea. Dante? There you go. Let's cross the bridge again. Come on. Come on. The sun's completely gone now. All that blue sky I had, gone. And we're probably looking at an afternoon of rain. So I'm going to be as quick as I can here. I do not want to be caught in a rainstorm in the clothes I've got on. That would not do me very well. Come on, Pooch. So this little waterfall is has disappeared. Where's it gone? There it is. You know, actually, now I'm here, it's not that interesting. Yeah, not that interesting really. There was one a bit further down here that potentially is more interesting, but getting to it is tricky. This is going to be good, I can tell. Frame two. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There we go. I always worry about this camera because, not that it's not well built, but it's getting a bit old now. And I hate the thought of having to make a new one, because this one, there's something about it that other pinhole cameras I've made just don't quite have. And I'm sure I could make one that's probably just as good, but I just don't know if it would be just as good, you know? So, even though it's getting on a bit, it still fills me with dread at the thought of having to rebuild it. Right, I'm at the ruins of the old bridge again. I'm gonna try and capture these. I don't know what it's gonna be like, but I do need to wind on to frame three, that is important. Right. Again, this one would probably look better as landscape. I'm gonna have to change it. I need another tripod thing, because this one, I've only got the one really, and this one's a good one. One of the modifications I probably should make is to build one of these onto it. I can make one out of wood very easily. Maybe that's a project for this year. Right, that's on. Right, come here, Pooch. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And you know what? I don't know if I'm happy with that composition actually. I'm gonna go closer. Closer and lower, because I feel like the closer and lower I get, the more fun this is gonna be. Even though you don't quite get the full impact, it just looks like another gatepost from here. Dante! Come here. Come here. Stay. I'm gonna put him in the shot. Why not? Stay. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Good boy. Good boy, aren't you? You like having your picture taken, because you get a treat at the end. Yes, you do. Treaty, treaty for Dante. Right, so that's four left. I do kind of want to get one from up here of the angle of the bridge because I like it, and I think it might work with this camera. And then I've got a couple more I'd like to do down with some of the water further down there, if I can get to it. You know, it's probably a bit dangerous, so I'll do this one first, because this is, then I don't have to cross the bridge again, you know. I wonder if I can, instead of taking this off, I'll just put the thing on its side and do it that way. Constantly amazed there's nobody else here. This is a very popular walk, and I know it's a middle of the week, but still nobody. It's shocking. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There we go. Frame 5. Right. Okay. Wonder how long I've been recording. Doesn't actually tell me. This is just the basic voice recording app that I downloaded. I don't know if it's, I mean, it sounds okay when I've listened to it back on the phone speakers, but whether it's going to be okay with this is another matter. I just hope it records in stereo, because putting things into mono is just a real faff. Right, I'm basically going to, I know I hate repeating myself, but I'm basically going to repeat myself, because I've just taken all these pictures with the P30T. So I'm going to do them again with this. Sun's out again. Amazing. Even though the rain's kind of got worse. And this is going to be a portrait image. This is frame 6. I'm looking at the bridge. I've got a bit of water in the foreground. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Right. Whoa. Okay. Let's move a little bit further down. Oh, there's nowhere to stand really for that next one. I mean, there is, but it's very slippery and I do not want to go into the water if I can help it. Whoo. Whoa. Dante's new lead got a little bit wet there. Yeah, this is the only place I can stand. I'm just going to put the camera back on portrait mode, because it's too wobbly this way. The little tripod socket I've put in there is it needs resealing in there. It's not good. See, I thought when I designed this thing that was being really clever, but I wasn't. I was being a bit daft. Right, wind on, wind on, wind on. Two more pictures, Dante. I'm only going to do this, and then I'm going to go back up and try and... No, I'm not going to repeat myself too much. I want to try and get this down here. There's like a gully carved in the rock, and it looks really good. I could probably follow this river all the way back down to the reservoir, but I think I've done enough expedition work for today. I've got wet enough. I don't fancy getting more soaked, because this lovely jacket that I've got only just dried. Right, so I'm gonna precariously position myself here on the edge, place the camera in the flow of the stream. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Right, I like that. I can reach it now. Okay, here we go. Frame 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Right. Whoa, come on, Dante. I don't actually know how I'm supposed to get down here. Maybe this isn't such a great idea after all. Ooh. Yeah, it's a bit too wet and slippery for what I'm wearing. If I was wearing my water shoes, like I said, if it was a bit of a less windy day, I might be feeling a bit more adventurous. But in the current state, I'm not really. Don't know if I should do it from here, looking up at the bridge. That's quite interesting. I think it's interesting enough, though. Oh, man. I'm soaking wet. Got to walk back yet. Another hour. I don't know what else to do. I've got one frame left. I don't want to be that. Save it and then never shoot it. Do you know what? I'm just going to do this shot I just saw down there. It's not going to be too bad. It's easy to get. And there's a convenient rock to perch on. Although if I get a bit further down and closer to it, that's going to be more dramatic. And of course it works better as a landscape shot. Okay. Must remember to wind on. Right, this is frame 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15. Oh, there we go. Right, Dante, I've got good news. We're done. We can go home. You can stop fretting. You can go back to bed, you lazy bones. Right, there's the P30T. There's my cable release. Everything is there. Keys. Oh, light meter. I've had it around my neck. I've never re-metered, so I don't know if any of those settings I've used are good. Oh, cack. Kind of wish I'd saved a couple of frames for the journey back now. I really hope that the film took inside the blur, but I guess we'll have to wait and see, because I really don't know. Right, I'm going to stop recording now. There's nothing else to tell you. I'm tired. I'm going back. 23 minutes. that's a good, decent episode length. Right, I'll see you for the image review on these collection of images and the stuff from last week that you didn't hear about because I couldn't record it. There we go. Right, so this image review might end up being quite long because I've got stuff to say. Not bad stuff, just stuff. I'll do the image review first though. Sorry it's taken me so long to get this episode out. I'll come back to that at the end, but I just wanted to say sorry, it's been a few weeks. It was only meant to be two, but I think it's been three or four, and you've not heard anything. It's just been busy. But from this shoot, up on the hill with the Delta 100, I have... How many images do I have? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... No, I don't. Oh, I have more from another shoot that I did. Did I tell you about the one I did in the snow? I have a couple from then. But from the bridge... Right, let's not get tripped up. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then from the snow I have 3. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 strange finder shots. And the rest are the Pentax P30T. So, I'll do those ones first. Obviously, there's a lot from my trip in the snow, which I didn't record. I tried to record, but I didn't record. It wasn't happening. And they're okay. I don't know whether on these pictures it's the lens that I've ended up using that's caused these issues, or what. I think I need to try it a bit more. I don't think it's the camera. I'm going to try it with a different lens and see, but I do think it might be the lens, because there's some weird things going on. There's some strange contrast differences, and it's not super duper sharp, although these ones are slightly better than the bridge ones. I do think I needed to change out the fix when I made these. I don't think it fixed very well, but they're not amazing images really. The light wasn't very good on both these shoots, so it's not gonna display that way, but the compositions are not horrendous. I suppose the first one is this tree and some fence posts, which none of it's really in focus, and it just looks a bit drab. I could have worked a bit harder on getting the wall to line up with the hill in the background, but yeah, it's not, they're not great. I'll put these up on Instagram as well, so you can see, but they're not amazing. This is what I was worried about with 35mm, is that the pictures just aren't that good, and no matter what you do really, they won't be that good. The next one is a bit better, although it's still suffering from that lack of light, and there's a weird light leak on one side, but the composition's pretty good. There's a tree and half of a sheep feeding thing that's kind of rolled on the floor. This would be quite good actually, maybe as a large format shot with some better clouds, so I might go back there when the weather picks up a bit. Will you stop moaning, please? You're here out of my generosity. Yeah, and it's all just a bit fuzzy and ugh. But again, the light wasn't very good. Not that that's an excuse, because it doesn't really matter about the light. And then I've got one of Dante, which is rather nice. Actually, it's come out pretty well. He's out of focus, but again, I got a weird light. It's lighter on one side than it is at the in the middle. I don't know if that's an exposure thing or if there's fix in the middle. But I have to say, I've got some nice fall off in the background with this lens, the 28-105. But it's not a very impressive lens, really. This camera would probably do better with a couple of prime lenses that I've got. And that's maybe how I'll use it. I've got a 28 and a 50, and I've got a 70-150 zoom, and I'm pretty sure I've got another one somewhere. But yeah, it's probably going to be used more with the prime lenses. Right, let's get on to one with the bridge. I've got a few. Where are they all? I've got 3.5. The first two are kind of the same, so I've got one looking down, and it's the one of the whole valley, and it's not bad. The contrast was a bit tricky to get because it was a bit dull and muggy that day. It was sideways rain, really, sideways drizzle. Can you stay still, please, spooky cat? So the scene is... Ow! Don't bite me, you bugger. The scene is nice. It could probably benefit from some early morning light when the sun's over a little bit. At the minute, it was kind of behind the hill on the other side, so maybe evening or morning light would be better. But again, it was cloudy, and I kind of did the best with what I had. And then another one I did where I kind of cropped in, and I completely messed up with this one because there's a tree in the way. There's a tree in the way of the bridge, and I just needed to step over to the right a little bit and it would have been fine. But the detail's fairly good, and the haze kind of adds a bit to the atmosphere. It's not bad, and the lens is clearly trying to do stuff. I just kind of wish... I'm going to have to go back and shoot this with the other camera and see what that does. But then the one of the water and the grass in the foreground and the bridge in the background is really nice, and for the most part it's fairly sharp. It's not scanned very well, but if I scanned it at higher resolution it would be sharp. I think what's on the lens at the top there is some... it's not stuff on the lens, it's actually
bits of rain and drizzle that's caught on the lens, so the lens might be okay. I think some of the coating's coming off the front. But yeah, it's not a bad picture. Again, this Delta 100, it's just a bit... Right, if you're going to scratch me again, it's just a bit flat and there's not a lot of life to it. Definitely have seen more with other kinds of films. And it's a shame really, because both the 400 and the 100 had potential and I kind of took them both out on rubbish days. But I don't think I'll be using them again. I like film with a bit more punch. And the contrast is there, it's just not very interesting. Whereas the Cinestill, I really liked. Even on a dull day, that kind of gave me something a bit more interesting. And the FP4 and HP5 seem to do better. Yes. And of all the pictures I took, those are the only three that came out from that. And I've got lots of pictures that I took on these walks. I've got one there. What's that one like? Didn't even really look at this one. Again, that one's okay. I should have maybe edited that one. Of the walls and the sun when the light came out. I might edit that one now and just pop that on Instagram. But again, the sharpness just isn't there. I mean, that's probably the resolution. I've scanned it at very low resolution. Oh no, there is one I didn't talk about. I did a pano crop. Yes, the path with the farmhouse, the two stones and the tree, and the kind of hazy background. I cropped down to a pano. I scanned it at higher resolution and cropped it down to a 2.5 to 1 ratio. So it's not a 3x1 that I would usually do. And I did this because the scene kind of called for it. I didn't intend to do this when I took the picture, I just wanted to see what it would look like. And I'm probably going to go back when I've repaired the 617 camera and do this again, because I missed the focus on the tree in the background and it's all out of focus. But the foreground is nice and sharp, it's just a bit flat because the light was a bit naff. But it works as a panoramic scene and I could do more to refine the composition. But this is what I wanted this 35mm for. I now know that there is a panoramic image there, and at certain conditions, and certain lighting conditions, like in the evening when it's really good on a lovely day, I can go up there and get it when I fix the camera. So that's good, and that's what it's for. And I'll put that on, I've put it in a square thing, so I'll put that on Instagram so you can see. And I'm really happy with that, it looks really nice. It's not a very high contrast image, but it definitely looks good. Right, I've got a few strange finder shots, and once again, it has filled me with joy, these images. I'll start with the little waterfall, I think. Waterfalls are always good with this. Water's nice and smooth, the contrast is really good, the water just looks great. One of them doesn't because there's a flipping light leak, but the first one's really nice, and I will have to go back and do more because there were some lovely waterfalls that I missed and I couldn't get to because of the wetness. In fact, I didn't really show any photograph too, didn't I? That's a shame. But yeah, the two that I did get are really good. The water flow is nice. Although I didn't clear up the dust on that one very well. And again, I need to use this camera a lot more. The one of the bridge and the water is lovely. The water's got a lovely texture to it. It's probably a little bit too smooth. But I was really pushing the exposure on that one. It's already a little bit underexposed as it is. The sun is just peeking up above the hill, which just adds a bit of apocalyptic atmosphere. And the bridge is very nicely realised. Not in the middle of the frame, but close. You can just see that apple if you zoom in. And yet everything where it needs to be is as sharp as it's going to get. And the strange fairy just does remarkable pictures. I've got one of Dante in the wall, and it's a bit of a naff image, but he's very funny because he actually stood still for this one. You kind of see his face. The bricks look really good. The other one didn't work at all. It just wasn't that interesting. And again, I'll probably go back and do that. I'd like to do that with a 4x5 camera, pinhole camera, and see how that looks. And then the last one is the one looking down on the bridge, and this one's really good because you've got that angular, straight line bridge in the middle of rolling moors and hills and grass. It's just really really nice, and the bridge is dead in the middle of the picture, so it's the sharpest thing, and I really, really like it. So yeah, it was a good do, that one. It turned out really good as a walk, not as a walk, but with images coming back from it. Now, this episode's coming out on the 18th, and then I've got one more which I've not even started to edit yet, so I don't know if I'm going to get it done, because the rest of March and April is going to be super duper busy for me. It's going to be really busy at work. I've got two weddings, one of which I'm photographer for, and best man. And other bits of things that are happening. So I'm not going to have chance to make any more episodes for a bit. I've got ideas, but I think my next chance is when I get a bit of time off work in a few weeks. And I don't know how many I'll be able to make them, because I'll be preparing for this wedding. And I've got loads of tiling to do in the kitchen and all sorts of things happening. So I don't know when I'll be back, but I will be back. I'm probably going to be off for a couple of months. Because at the end of the day, this show is a lot of work, and there's only me doing it. I'm not complaining, because I like doing it. It's just when things happen, this has to take the back seat, because it's not a priority. And I've got another secret project that is nearly finished, and I kind of need to devote a bit of time to that. So unfortunately, this is it for a little bit, but I will be back, and I hope I'm back before I go to Skye. I should be, because like I said, I've got one episode, and then I'm going to try and make some more when I've got a couple of weeks off. So I should have four episodes, and that should bring us to the summer. But it'll be a while before you hear those. So I'm going to say goodbye for now, and I will be back. But if you get bored and you want to listen to more of these adventures, there's lots of them to listen to. Go back in the old feed. There's plenty down there. And when I come back, things might be a little bit different, because I want to try a couple of new things. So yes, I'm just having a break to do other stuff, so that I don't completely lose my mind. Because I do worry about it. I miss not doing this, and you know, I always think about going out and taking pictures and doing a show, and then I'm either exhausted from work, or I don't have time to edit it, or you know, I've got a wedding coming up, or a stag do, or kitchen needs doing. I mean, the reason I put this episode out for long is because I've had kitchen stuff to do, and then stag do to do, and all sorts of things have just happened that stopped me from doing this. And I wanted to have this out, like I say, 3 or 4 weeks ago, but it's just not happened. And I do feel bad, but like I say, this is not a massive priority. So I shall say goodbye, and I hope you've enjoyed this one. I enjoyed it. And I'll see you when I see you. A couple of months. Au revoir. You have been listening to Tales from the Magic Box. Me and Dante would like to say a massive thank you to Mike Gutterman for lending us some of his music for the show. It really means a lot to us, and it adds a whole other dimension to what would have been a pretty dull podcast otherwise. Also, thank you to Kevin McLeod for his wonderful opening music, and thank you to all you guys for listening. What do you think, Dante? Okay, I'll see you guys for the next one. Bye.